This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we finish our tour of Habakkuk with, as the waters cover the seas, the Lord is in his holy temple. In wrath, remember mercy. Quietly waiting, and yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
A reading from Hebrews chapter 3. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house. For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as much more glory as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant, to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son. And we are his house if indeed we hold fast our confidence and are boasting in our hope. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lent is a time of reflection, a time to consider, to contemplate, and this in a twofold sense. Lent is a time to consider and contemplate our own situation in this sinful flesh, our standing before God, our standing before our neighbor, our walk in faith. But it is also a time to consider and contemplate Jesus, his person and work, his holy life, his atoning death, all for us, before we come to the joy of contemplating his glorious resurrection at the great vigil and on Easter Day. As we begin a new quarter, for some of you the last quarter before you head out to serve the Lord in his church, the text before us from Hebrews asks us to engage in just such a twofold reflection. And this becomes especially clear when we consider the first and last verses together. Therefore, holy brethren, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, and we are his house, if indeed we hold fast our confession and are boasting in our hope. The author bids us to consider and contemplate Jesus with respect to his faithfulness, both as the apostle and the high priest of our confession. What he's saying is that Jesus was sent, apostled, if you will, by the Father as a faithful son to complete the divine mission of building and overseeing his Father's house, the church. We, on the other hand, are called to mimic the faithfulness of Jesus and that of his faithful servants, those who went before like Moses, those who came after like the author of Hebrews, and those who are faithful in all God's house also today. We are to consider and contemplate the lives of those who are faithful and reflect on that as we contemplate our own lives in Christ. And as we consider how well, or as is more often the case, how poorly we mimic such faithfulness. I dare say if we were as faithful as Moses, we'd be doing pretty well. Sure, Moses had his moments of unfaithfulness. There was that angry murder of the Egyptian, the cowardly reluctance to be God's apostle before Pharaoh to deliver his people, the sinful striking of the rock, which action barred him from entering the Holy Land. Still, Moses was faithful in all God's house, God himself says in our text. And he received honor from God and stood in glory with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, the one time we hear this text every third year. Moses was faithful in all God's house, even in the face of adversity, even when the Lord's instructions seemed impossible. Can God deliver through drowning waters? Or as we heard in the Old Testament lesson yesterday, can God give life to those who merely look upon an object lifted up upon a pole? Moses held fast his confidence in the promises of God, including the promise made to him that the Lord would raise up a prophet like him from among the people of Israel, to whom you should listen. Moses trusted in him who was to come. Moses looked to him who is the builder of all things, namely to Christ, who is faithful over God's house as a son. And in this faithfulness toward God, Moses did indeed testify to the things that were to be spoken later, as our text says. As a faithful attendant servant in God's house, Moses continues to direct our sight and our faith to Christ. With the author of Hebrews, he bids us, brothers and sisters made holy in the blood of Christ, to consider and contemplate Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. For as the apostle of our confession, we profess that Christ has been sent by the Father, begotten eternally, but sent in the weakness of our mortal flesh and born of the Virgin Mary. He was sent to be faithful to God, but not merely faithful to God, but to be faithful to God in our stead, to be faithful for us and for our salvation. He was an apostle to testify in word and deed to God's promises, to speak and to act to fulfill all God's promises, to bring to their goal all the things that were spoken from the beginning. He was sent as the high priest of our confession, and as high priest, Christ offered himself once for all, offered himself to be lifted up upon the pole of the cross once for all, so that he might put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He offered himself to be laid in the dust of death as the chosen and precious cornerstone of God's house. Then, by the proclamation of his faithfulness, the Son builds us into God's house as living stones and a spiritual house. Therefore, holy brethren, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider your own faithfulness and judge yourselves with righteous judgment. Above all, consider and contemplate Jesus, and hold fast the confidence and the boast of certain hope in this one who is faithful over all God's house as a son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In our prayers, we remember Dr. Pless and his family as they mourn the death of his father, John Pless. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning, and though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord God, maker of heaven and earth and giver of life, we thank you for all the mercies you granted to John during his earthly life, especially for calling him to faith in Jesus Christ. Comfort the survivors who mourn his death with the hope of a glorious resurrection and a joyful reunion in heaven. Keep us mindful that we are mortal so that we will ever be prepared to die in the faith and finally receive the glory promised to all who trust in your beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that in all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power,
thanks be to God. The Almighty and the Lord Almighty bless us and direct our days and our deeds in his peace.